What if you just did it until you had it figured out? What if you try that on for size? Or better yet, what if figuring it out is the doing it? What if you change your definition of doing it to figuring it out? Lump those together, wrap those up, as Spotify says. You know, we're constantly figuring it out. I feel like there's this thing of like, I should have it all figured out. And one of the things is when we look at just how the world is, look at school, something simple. The lesson you get for figuring it out is you get another lesson. So if all you're doing is waiting to figure it out, then you're just basically just waiting for the next lesson. And that turns into, especially over time, that just becomes your life. It's just next lesson, next lesson, next lesson, next lesson. And it's like, man, it feels like school. And how many of us love school, right? Like there's going to be a constant figuring it out. And I can't help but think about that because I just watched a TikTok from my friend, someone I really look up to. And she was talking about her podcast and how she started it and she didn't believe in the audio. And I didn't finish watching the TikTok. I literally just cut it off and jumped on here because it made me think about, you know, because you guys remember, it's not always what people say and what they do. It's what it makes you think about. You know, but what happened was I realized that this whole figuring it out, you know, one of the things I love about hearing the podcast and why you here in the podcast are closer to me and in the long stretch of things will be closer to me than anyone on any other social platform because of the simplicity that it takes for me to get these episodes out for you, especially at this moment in time, is I just trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure out the podcast. You know, I don't know how many episodes I have. I think there were, I'd be shocked if there was less than 600 episodes. And they've been filmed all different ways. I've done just about every kind of way filming a podcast you could think of. Or for me. Like, and I don't mean like, oh, do this and this, but just like the way of recording it. Meaning like, use the microphone and then didn't use the microphone, then use a high quality microphone, then did it in a studio, then recorded on my computer, then edited the podcast, and then got a special mic, then got a Rode mic, then filmed it in video, stripped the audio, enhanced the audio. I mean, literally everything, just trying to figure it out. But the message is always there. What do I tell you that for? Because there's so many of us who, even me sometimes, we let, important word here, word of the day, let, we let the need to get it perfect, the need to have it the way we think that it should have to be before it can go out, we let that be the thing that stops us from actually putting the thing out itself. And why do I say the podcast? Because I thought that I had figured it out. It was. Sitting at my desk, recording 6 or 7 podcasts a day, 2 days a week, and do that for about, you know, a month, and I've got 6 months of podcast. Take a break. I did that. But then I felt really disconnected because I get comments and emails from podcast episodes I didn't even remember filming. So I toned that back. And it's so funny because I've done so many things along the way, and now I'm right back to where I started. I'm standing in a city that I've never been to, holding my phone up, and recording this podcast episode. You know the crazy thing? The message still gets through. It's about getting the message through. The message that I'm not a quitter. The message that I'm going to show up. The message that I'm here. The message that this matters to me. These things matter. They matter more than we think. This is to anyone who's trying to figure things out, you know, and you think that it has to be different every time. You know, maybe the different now is doing it how you did before, but doing it with the person who you are now. I think somebody needs to hear that again. Maybe the different for you now is doing what you did before, but doing it with who you are now. A relationship would not have worked for me in the past. Serious relationship. Impossible. Impossible. In my mind, I'm like, I'm in my 20s. I want to have fun. I want to go where I want to go. I want to go with who I want to go with. I want to do whatever I want with whoever I want, whenever I want, however I want. That was really like the mentality. So doing that relationship at that time, it was always just like, it doesn't fit right. It doesn't feel right. This is not what I want. Especially with the life that I have. We got to look at the cards we're dealt. You know, the way someone's playing their cards is because they got different cards than you. You know, I believe that I needed to go around. I needed to inspire people. I needed to move from place to place. I believe that. Do I regret any of it? No. Because it all created the person who I am today. If I take out one of those pieces, it doesn't create the Luke that you know today. So, you know, the thing is, the thing that you think you have to keep changing and evolving, I can't do it the same way I did it before. Listen, if you're a different person, then what you're doing, what you did before, is not even going to feel the same right now. It's not even going to feel the same. And it might be what the person who you are right now needs the most. So record that podcast the way you think you should. Film the video the simplest way you can. Write the music. And get it out the quickest way you can. Take those pictures. Do it the way you feel that you can do it right now. Lead those tours. Write those books. Because the figuring it out part is the doing it. Because what if the figuring it out part, what if that itself was life? This is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.